Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio, here to rock with you for one more hour until Amy Lawrence takes over the ship. You can start tuning in. I got you for 4 hours every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we've had an interesting night. We've had an interesting night. It's been a lot of injury talk, unfortunately. Talking about Cam Newton and his release and his Lisfranc injury, his shoulder injury. Spent a lot of time, just really thinking about where Cam Newton can go and play. For a 31-year-old quarterback, who still, you would say, in the middle of his prime, granted the injuries or given the injuries, that if he is healthy, there's no reason that he can't go out there and continue to compete at a high level. This is someone who was an MVP. Someone who led his team to a Super Bowl until he ran into the Denver Broncos defense. Cam Newton got the job done, and I wish him well. Hopefully he goes out to the Los Angeles Chargers, puts butts in the seats out there in that new stadium, and just continues to light it up. Because Cam Newton was exciting to watch as someone 6'5", scrambling, running, dropping that shoulder into defensive backs and pretty much making people move out of the way. And it's fun now to watch different versions of quote-unquote Cam Newton running around. I don't want to call Kyler Murray a Cam Newton, but the mobile quarterback right now in the NFL is amazing. It's cool to watch a Lamar Jackson and, a Kyler Murray. It's fun to see the evolution of quarterbacks. A Deshaun Watson, who I still don't know, in the playoffs last year. He's like a magician out there, avoiding tackles, avoiding sacks and the footwork. The quarterback position in football, not just the NFL, but college football has continued to evolve. Sports has evolved. The athletes, as we know, they are bigger, stronger, faster. And the quarterback position is no exception. You know, it's going to be real interesting to see how quarterbacks who stand in the pocket, how that's just going to continue. It's almost a matter of being extinct. And, you know, you look at someone like Big O, who we had one of our callers who spoke about Ben Roethlisberger. The majority of his injuries have come as a result of he's willing to stand there in the pocket behind the center and take the hit. Big Ben Roethlisberger is not going anywhere. Tom Brady has been able to endure, and Tom Brady's been able to have a solid career because, albeit he's not the most athletic, we certainly know he's not the fastest, but he certainly knows how to sidestep and move out of the way to deliver the ball to his target. Most of the times, it's a tight end like Rob Gronkowski, who's also retired now, or someone running an underneath route like a Wes Welker. That's what Tom Brady's looking for. He's trying to find that Julian Edelman because we know he ain't running nowhere. But Tom Brady, I give him credit. He's been able to take some hits and keep rolling. And with all of the injuries that quarterbacks have suffered and that they're trying to come back from, there are several teams in the NFL right now who need a quarterback. We see that. Not everybody is set up for the future. Not everybody is a Buffalo Bills squad. With Josh Allen, who now has a Stephon Diggs to throw the football to. Not everybody is Kyler Murray, who is probably in heaven right now, being able to air a ball up to DeAndre Hopkins. He has a whole security blanket right there. Yeah, Kyler Murray must be living that life. He's not thinking about baseball right now. He's thinking about football. But you do have a team like the Miami Dolphins with Coach Flores who is going to be looking for a quarterback. Let's be real here. Josh Rosen is he's kind of like a backup quarterback at this point in his career. Still his young career. Coming out of Arizona, they basically pushed him out of the door so they can go ahead and get Kyler Murray. That says a whole lot. And we know Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, whatever you want to call him, he's not long for the job in Miami. And then you look at a Detroit Lions team with Matt Patricia, and Matt Patricia, he needs a quarterback. Matt Stafford is not going to be the future. We're not going to be watching Matt Stafford for too many more Thanksgivings airing that ball up coming off of his own injuries. So with their selection, with their spot in the upcoming draft, I would presume that the Miami Dolphins and the Detroit Lions will definitely be snatching up a quarterback. And we have a lot of quarterbacks for these teams to choose from. You also have a squad, must I say, the New England Patriots. We all know Brian Hoyer is not going to be the long-term replacement. It may be Stidman that has to step up. They may actually draft. The New England Patriots have their own options as to what they want to do at the quarterback position. But let's not forget this. With the pool of professional quarterbacks that are currently available, a Cam Newton, a Jameis Winston, and Andy Dalton, who will almost definitely be traded or released at some point in time, there are plenty of college quarterbacks who are also going to continue to fill out that pool. You know, Joe Burrow is a given. Absolutely. I don't know what type of human being can have a football season where you not only go undefeated, you have a completion percentage between 75% and 80%. Go undefeated, throw 60 touchdowns and 6 interceptions on your way to a national title over Clemson. There's no reason that Joe Burrow does not end up on the Cincinnati Bengals. That's almost a foregone conclusion. I'd be surprised if that does not happen. You already made it very clear he wants to keep an A.J. Green so he has somebody to throw the football to. And hopefully A.J. Green comes back from his own foot and leg injury so he can go out there and be that number one, that A1 receiver for Joe Burrow. And then we have, talking about injuries, Tua Tagovailoa. Let's be real. Tua Tagovailoa is finally starting to show everybody that his hip works, that he's ready to go, that he's not injured. He had the same dislocation that basically put a whole stop to Bo Jackson's career almost 30 years ago. And we know technology is different. We know health care and medical care is different. Tua is showing everybody that he can move from left to right. And albeit he is not what I would consider to be a mobile quarterback, he's not going to decide to dart first. He's going to try to deliver the ball downfield first. Tua is someone who is going to stand and rock in the pocket and then also hopefully avoid those injuries. We know he's had his own history of leg injuries, which makes him a little bit of a risk. But before he went down, his touchdown to interception ratio was equally as ridiculous. Tua was basically going to give you 40-plus touchdowns and like 5 interceptions. This is in college. These are the type of quarterbacks between Tua Tagovailoa and Joe Burrow that you want to build your team and you want to build your franchise around these gentlemen. And then you have other risky quarterbacks. You have a Jake Fromm, who I believe is projected more so to be a backup. I don't think he has the arm strength. I don't think he has the athleticism. You know, I like probably Jalen Hurts before I like Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm is solid, but I don't think he's going to necessarily, go out there and win you 10-plus games as a professional. You have giants and big athletic specimens like a Justin Herbert out of Oregon. You have a Jacob Eason, who also for a time was also at Georgia. But you have the top of the crop where you have Tua, and then you also have your main man, Joe Burrow, Mr. LSU himself now. So these NFL teams, they certainly have their pick of the litter as to where they want to draft. I think it's a given that Joe Burrow is going to go number one, and then that Tua is probably going to be the next quarterback selected, maybe to the Detroit Lions. I'd probably take him and put him inside and hope that that hip holds up. And it wouldn't surprise me in the long run if Tua can stay healthy that he's the better quarterback. It's just a matter of health. When you think about the full quarterback pool, which quarterback do you think is going to have the better career in the NFL? I think if Tua stays healthy, I think it's no doubt that he's better than Joe Burrow. I like Joe Burrow's movement. I like his ability to get outside the pocket. I love the fact that he throws and completed 75% of his passes in college. But I like Tua a little bit better. And if Tua didn't go down with his leg injuries, if he didn't show himself to be susceptible, I would go with Tua Tagovailoa. Who do you think is going to be the best quarterback selected in the upcoming NFL draft? I want to get your thoughts and opinions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Who is the best quarterback prospect coming out in the draft? We got a few callers that are on the line already. Let's not waste any time. Let's get a few in before we hit the break. I see you, Thad, Kevin, Terry. Let's hit the line right now. Thad in South Carolina, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, my man? How you doing tonight?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Just getting off work. But what I want to know is where y'all think Clowney's going to end up? I want them to go to the Panthers. I mean, cause I'm a Gamecock fan for one, but I mean, we've lost so much on defense with the Panthers. I think Clowney would be a perfect fit.
Well, I think right now Jadeveon Clowney might be holding out for the perfect position. I don't see any rush. I think it's pretty clear right now that no team is going to give Jadeveon Clowney a long-term contract. I think that he may actually have to kind of hold out for a 1 year. I think you want to latch yourself on to a team that you know is going to go out there and compete for a playoff spot. To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me, Thad, if Jadeveon Clowney ends up right back in Seattle. I mean, he just turned down money from the Miami Dolphins. So it wouldn't surprise me if Jadeveon Clowney tries to hold off to the last minute and, sign when we know we're actually going to have some football. The other tricky part, and thank you for calling in, Thad, this is a situation. A lot of free agents can't travel. A lot of free agents can't go where they want to go. They can't go get the physicals. They can't have the one-on-one meetings. That's not what's going on in the NFL right now. So I also think that's something that's slowing Jadeveon Clowney down from probably signing a long-term deal. Let's check in with Kevin calling in from Arizona. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I guess I just wanted to touch base on craziest or worst injuries we've witnessed. I didn't witness the Bo Jackson injury, but I probably, and I know you've already touched on it, but I probably watched it a couple hundred times just trying to see the injury, because I had the same injury, actually. I was in a dead sprint, and I dislocated my hip, and wow. The femur snapped in half. Also, all the doctors said they'd never seen anything like it outside of football or a car crash. So I try to watch that video, because anytime I hear the Bo Jackson injury, I picture the moment when I broke and dislocated my hip. And just knowing what that felt like, and like the way they test you is they have you put both your legs up on a chair. And when they see that one's shorter than the other one, they know it's dislocated. And the pain that came with that, man, I've broken other bones, my collarbone, which is serious, my wrist. But that pain, man, to see him bounce back up for a second after that, like, I don't know, that's the one for me, even though I didn't witness it. You can't really see the injury on tape.
Okay. Well, Kevin, that's tough, man. I'm sorry you kind of had to roll with that. And thank you for calling up here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That Bo Jackson injury, and I see you, Tay, from Green Bay. We're going to talk to you once we come back from the break. That's the exact same injury dislocation that Tua Tagovailoa had. Dislocated hip. That's the injury. He had the Bo Jackson injury. But Tua is on social media showing everybody that he's going to be ready to roll. He's trying to prove that he's healthy and you don't have to worry about his hip. This is my question to every single person out there who can hear my voice. Tua Tagovailoa or Joe Burrow? Who do you think is going to be the best quarterback taken in the NFL draft in 2020? We're going to take your calls. I see you out there, Terry from Green Bay. Call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's really that simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, rocking with you for about another 30 minutes before Amy Lawrence takes over. Wanted to speak with you all about the NFL, and it's been a day of quarterbacks, okay? Cam Newton, free agent. Tua Tagovailoa, trying to show everybody that he's healthy. Jameis Winston, I mean, he had a whole video of himself pushing a truck. Everybody's trying to show that they're worthy of one of those 32 starting NFL spots. And it's not just the NFL crop of quarterbacks we have to worry about. With the NFL draft scheduled for the end of next month, we have a lot of general managers who actually want to push that back. The NFL, for right now, still says no. The NFL draft is going to stay in place for the end of April. We have other quarterbacks who you have to take into consideration. Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Eason, they're all going to fill up some of these empty slots that these teams need. You know, I think Cam Newton is destined for the Los Angeles Chargers, but then, you know, why would the Miami Dolphins, with Coach Flores in a rebuilding situation, why would they bring in an established quarterback? Why would they do that? I ultimately think that Jameis Winston is going to have to be a backup somewhere. He's going to have to hope that he can get onto the field and prove at 26 years old that he has a lot of upside. But I can't see a Miami Dolphins, I can't see a Detroit Lions bringing in a veteran quarterback. I see them starting over. And ultimately, I see Joe Burrow, obviously, going to the Cincinnati Bengals. I see Tua Tagovailoa going to the Miami Dolphins. I think that's the best spot for him to go and succeed. And I think Tua, if he stays healthy, I think he'll probably have a better career than Joe Burrow. He was on that trajectory before he was knocked out and had that dislocated hip. And I want to know who you think is ultimately going to have a better career. Is it going to be Tua? Is it going to be Joe Burrow? I'm ultimately, in the long run, I'm going to go with Tua. I know the NFL athletes are bigger, faster, and stronger, but I don't think Tua is some pushover, okay? I think by the time he gets to the league, he's going to be able to go out there and decipher. If there's one thing, he's a smart guy. You don't complete 70% of your passes. You don't go for 40 touchdowns and like 6 interceptions every single year because you're some pushover and a slouch. And I'm confident, even in the small video that we've seen, that he's mobile, that he can move. And that's been the question mark. I got Tua in the long run over Joe Burrow. And I know Joe's going to come up and light it up in the short term, but I got Tua in the long run. Who do you think is going to end up being the better pro quarterback? Call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS. I see you, Terry. I see you, Tommy. We're going to go to our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter. You can own, you can rent. Geico makes it easy to tie up your home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So what you do? Go ahead, get a quote at geico.com. It's real easy. Let's go to the phones. Let's holler at Terry calling in from Green Bay. Terry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? No, I'm a truck driver. I live in Lafayette, Alabama. I took a load of supply to Green Bay. Then I had to bring a load back to Alabama. So right now, I'm going through Birmingham.
Okay.
So I'm 100 miles from the house. I got on 40,000 pounds of toilet paper going to Walmart.
Wow. You are the man that everybody wants to know right now, Terry. People are just they taking this toilet paper like it's going out of style.
Yeah, I've been driving 35 years.
Well, man, thank you for keeping things rolling. I mean, you got the goods that everybody wants right now. You got TP in the back of that truck.
I lost a $500 bet December 14th. my little niece graduated from my Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you fail your honors, do good in school, I'll give you $500 the day you graduate. And the day she graduated with a 4.3, she walked past her dad, walked past her mom, walked past her grandma, kind of straight
to
me.
You. Want that money.
And held her hand out.
That's what. You had the ante up and give her that $500. Well, being in Alabama, you know I got a question for you. What do you think about Tua Tagovailoa? Do you think he's going to come back from that hip injury?
Yes. Yeah, I think he'll come back and be better than Burrow.
Oh, why do you think Tua will be better than Burrow?
He'll be better than Burrow because he's a better thrower than Burrow. If he don't get hurt, like you said, he's a better quarterback in the long run.
I think so. I think it's just a matter of the injuries. Terry, I appreciate you going out there and making sure that we have some toilet paper and that we can get the rest of the goods. I mean, you're out there while everybody else is in the house. So I appreciate that, Terry.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Niece,
go for it.
My niece who finished at Alabama,
mm-hmm.
She's in training right now for ESPN up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, good for her. Congratulations. Well, you know what? You know what would be a better spot? CBS Sports, okay? All right, Terry. You better tell her to turn on the CBS. Appreciate you, Terry, for swinging on by. All the best out there on the road. Let's keep things rolling. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's check in with my main man, Tommy. He's calling in from Chicago. Tommy, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing, JR?
I'm terrific, man. What's on your mind? Why are you making a left or a right?
No, turning right, my man.
Turning right, okay.
My first thing, so you think you could see Cam back with Ron again? I mean, he's already got Kyle. You think he tries to do something with Dwayne and Alex and then bring Cam back in?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, Tommy, this is the question, unfortunately, for Cam Newton back up with Ron Rivera in Washington. This is a question I want to pose to you. How many quarterbacks do you want in that room?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he brings Cam in, you think he tries to do something with Dwayne and Alex? Because I think Alex has no spot anymore. But I don't know what they want to do with Dwayne.
Yes, I think it's – I really think it's less about Alex Smith. You know, I hate to say that I believe Alex Smith and his career is done, but that's certainly what it's looking like. I don't even consider Alex Smith to be someone in that quarterback room. When I think about Alex Smith, I think about someone who's an executive right now. And I know that's not what it is, but that's what the future is. When I think about the quarterbacks that the Washington Redskins have right now, you obviously have Dwayne Haskins, who they just drafted. You just traded for Kyle Allen. I do not see a scenario where Cam Newton now goes up to Washington, because there's a few things that happen if that it goes that way. You're basically telling Cam Newton that, hey, you are either going to A, babysit, you B, have to compete for this job, or C, you know, we like you, but we don't know what to do. You're like option number B or C. And I don't think that's the best place for Cam Newton. And I don't think Cam Newton would go and do that when there's a clear opportunity for him in Los Angeles to just go to the Chargers to be the man. And, I mean, listen, let's be real. Let's be frank. If you put Cam Newton next to Tyrod Taylor and you said, hey, you guys compete for the job, even from a business perspective, I'm just basically going to hand this over to Cam Newton. It's real simple.
Yeah, I could agree with that. My other point, so you think Bill Belichick, you think he's not going to try to pick anyone up? Because if he goes a year with them losing, I mean, he could just easily get Trevor next year.
I think that's the move. I think if you're Bill Belichick, and I appreciate you calling up, Tommy, you stay safe out there while you make those right turns. I think with Bill Belichick, I think it's obvious. I don't think the New England Patriots are out there to tank. I don't think they're out there to lose. I don't think this is tank for Trevor. I believe that the New England Patriots will go out there and compete. I believe that they'll have a winning record. Will they win the division? I don't think so. I'm actually going to say, and it still seems kind of weird to say it, I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win the AFC East this year. I think it will be the Buffalo Bills. I think the New England Patriots and the New York Jets will be 2 or 3. And then the Miami Dolphins, who have been in the toilet and will probably have a new quarterback, will probably be the worst team in the AFC East. That's what I predict right now. I think with the New England Patriots, I think they're going to be average to slightly above average. Why? Because they have an amazing coach. They have a Hall of Fame coach in Bill Belichick. And even though Tom Brady is gone, and I want to give Tom Brady more credit, or just as much credit, for winning those 6 rings just as much as Belichick, you have a lot of people out there who believe Bill Belichick is a, you know, he runs an amazing system. Whether it's Garoppolo, whether it's Matt Castle, whether it's Tom Brady, people think that he's just going to win. I think that's going to prove to not be true this upcoming season. But certainly, he's going to get his hands on a quarterback, whether it's someone who's going to, you know, keep the seat warm or maybe hold it for a long time. Or maybe it's someone who they're going to draft. Trevor Lawrence would certainly be awesome. But I think Bill Belichick is around for the long run. I don't think he's just saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, draft somebody or sign somebody and try to roll. Otherwise, he would have kept Tom Brady. He would have kept Tom Brady, see what he got for 2 years, and then retired. But Bill Belichick, I think he's going to be around for a whole lot longer just to keep things rolling. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're gonna wrap things up. I'm gonna run through some of the top sports stories going on right now and give you my opinion. Feel free to call up and drop yours as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm with you for about another 15 minutes. And then Amy Lawrence comes over to hold things down. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate all the love. Nice tweet last night. Thank you for showing that love. Thank you so much. If you can follow me, FYI, if you're listening, on Twitter, on Instagram, my name is at JR Sport Brief. Always accessible. Unless I'm, you know, maybe sleeping or using the restroom, you know, I'm generally always accessible. And right now, I want to give a big shout out to Mr. Chris Hoke on Twitter. He said, if Tua can have a year to heal and train with an elite NFL quarterback for 1 or 2 years, the sky is the limit. Now, Chris, I agree with you. I don't think you need to necessarily throw Tua Tagovailoa out there exactly to the wolves. I think he should have some time to develop. I don't think he needs to be rushed, especially given his injury history. But I don't think he needs to be around an elite quarterback. I still hold true to my belief that the best place for him is probably Miami. He can sit behind a Ryan Fitzpatrick. We can kind of measure and see what he can do against a Rosen. Most people would probably say Rosen is destined to be a backup unless he has a career resurgence. He's still very young in his career. But I think Miami would be the best place for Tua Tagovailoa. We're going to run through quite a few of these news stories before I get out of here and make some room for Amy. But we got a couple of calls here. I see Larry is here from Houston. Larry, you are on CBS Sports Radio, represent H-Town. What's going on?
Oh, not too much, y'all. Just sitting here, just getting off of work. Man, ain't no way y'all can tell me that Tua going to be a better quarterback than Joe Burrow. First of all, Tua always had the top athletes around him. Alabama always had the best recruiting class. Joe Burrow just had the best season of any quarterback this year. And beat the better teams than Alabama. So,
absolutely, there's no doubt at all, zero doubt about what Joe Burrow did. Historic undefeated season down in Baton Rouge, 60 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. There's no doubt about that. But I believe, and this is my belief, I think if Tua can stay healthy. I like the odds of Tua having a better career. But Joe Burrow, yeah, he may be on a Hall of Fame path. They both might be. But at the same time, it's relatively early.
Yeah. Well, you'll stay safe out there, Joe. And you have a good night.
You as well, my man. Stay safe and all of the best to you. Thank you, Larry, calling in from Houston. It's tricky. It's tough. I know I'm making a bold statement by saying I think Tua is ultimately going to be a better quarterback. It's a tough thing to say when you just see the historical season that Joe Burrow just had. But I think Tua was on the same trajectory before he went down with a dislocated hip. If he can stay upright, I don't see any reason that he doesn't have equally as great a career as Joe Burrow. I also think it boils down to the system and what's asked of him. You know, they're not exactly the same. Joe Burrow is actually going to move around and scramble a little bit more than Tua is. But Tua is not just a standing target. He's not going to stand there just to get hit. It's not going to happen. I have supreme confidence in Tua. And I'm not going to forget what he did, you know, for Alabama in the Crimson Tide in the playoffs and coming and helping them win. I'm not going to forget that. And to me, for me, that counts for something. We got two championship caliber quarterbacks here. There's no doubt about that, and people have strong opinions about them, absolutely. And speaking of quarterbacks, these are a few stories that have passed down the line that I've seen over the course of today. I'm going to get you up on if you haven't seen it. One of the callers actually brought it up earlier on in the show and said, hey, you know what, why doesn't Cam Newton just go to Las Vegas? And I said, not so much. You have Derek Carr, and Coach Gruden basically brought in Marcus Mariota, to be the backup. And Marcus Mariota said, I am clear in my role. This is Derek's team. Now, Marcus Mariota can come out of his mouth and say it's anybody's team, but it's Coach Gruden's team. And it's been clear for years that he loves Marcus Mariota. And if Derek Carr has one misstep, they're going to move Derek Carr out of the situation. They're going to move him out of the number one quarterback chair, and they're going to put Marcus Mariota there. Because if there's anything, Coach Gruden has made it clear over the years that he feels that Marcus Mariota's athleticism in Tennessee wasn't taken advantage of, and that you actually have to build the offense around him to take advantage of his capabilities. So Derek Carr, if I was Derek Carr, I would be counting every single dollar that I have coming in, and I would hope that they don't cut me. And I actually think, you know, maybe moving away from the Oakland quote-unquote Raider fans, I don't know if the Oakland Raider fans are going to travel to Las Vegas, the majority of them. I know they were pretty upset when the team moved, you know, throwing trash, etc., out onto the field. But Derek Carr, I don't know how much more time he has out there in Oakland. And I think the jig is up. That's going to be Marcus Mariota's job sooner than later. Speaking of things going out on the West Coast, we know we got a lot of teams moving around. Steve Ballmer, owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, is buying or has an agreement to buy the Forum in Inglewood from James Dolan in Madison Square Garden. It looks like this is the first step in the Los Angeles Clippers having their own home to play in. They don't have to share the Staples Center with the Lakers as they've done for the past approximately 20 years. And the Clippers can continue to define their legacy because let's be real. Los Angeles belongs to the Lakers. The Clippers can bring in Kawhi Leonard. They can bring in a Paul George. They can stack the team with a Beverly and a Morris and on and on and on. Los Angeles belongs to the Lakers. And you already knew it was something special when Doc Rivers was in charge of the Clippers completely as president. And he said, you know what? Why do our players have to come into the Staples Center, look up, and see all of the Lakers banners? And what did they do? They put big posters of Blake Griffin up on the wall so you wouldn't have to see the Lakers banners. You can't put lipstick on a pig. You can't put a wallpaper on a trophy and act like it's not there. It's not the Lakers' fault that they own and run the city. You know, hopefully with the Clippers moving to Inglewood and the Forum in several years, hopefully that they can have their own identity. And anything that takes something away from James Dolan, I'm definitely in favor of. James Dolan, this is a pain in my behind. For all my boxing fans out there, you know the world that we live in. You know, we're trying to figure out if the NFL draft is going to stay in April. The NFL says yes. We don't know when Major League Baseball is going to get going again. We don't know when basketball will be back in action. Well, this is something else, and this may actually work in the favor of Deontay Wilder, give him a little bit more time to train. His fight with Tyson Fury, that third fight, it's been pushed back. It was originally scheduled for July, I believe the 18th, the middle of July. That's no longer the case. The reality is, guess what? Las Vegas is shut down. The casinos are closed. I can't even fathom what the Las Vegas Strip looks like right now with no casinos, no visitors, no foot traffic for somewhere which is just America's playground. It's probably looking pretty empty. It's probably looking pretty empty right now. And so we don't know what the economy is going to go ahead and look like. We don't know, you know, if the casinos are going to be open. Hopefully that is a fight that we get before the end of the year. And that's certainly something that, you know, Deontay Wilder might need. He was brutalized ridiculously by Tyson Fury. And I think if he has time to really, you know, analyze and heal up from that beatdown he took, maybe he'll have a better shot at going out and competing. And something else that is an unfortunate piece of news that's out there that broke while we've been on air is Carl Anthony Towns. We've spoken about the NBA players who are fortunately having to deal with the coronavirus. You know, Carl Anthony Towns isn't one of those players. You know, Rudy Gobert was first player, Donovan Mitchell, Marcus Smart. We've had a few executives. Kevin Durant has it. But Carl Anthony Towns has basically revealed that his mother is actually hospitalized right now dealing with COVID-19 and that she's actually in a medically induced coma. Okay, he made this announcement on his Instagram not too long ago. He says that his mom has gotten worse, that she's currently on a ventilator. And he basically put this message on IG and said, "This disease needs not to be taken lightly. Protect your families, your loved ones, your friends, yourself. Practice social distancing. Please don't be in places with a lot of people. This disease is deadly. We are going to keep fighting." All the best to Carl Anthony Towns and his mother. And if you're not familiar with Carl Anthony Towns, you can say that he's a center. He doesn't play any defense. He's all about the offense. But Carl Anthony Towns is a good dude, has a great family out in New Jersey with his mom and his dad. His mom, unfortunately, you know, has the illness and the virus that we are trying to stay away from right now. And that we are all in this peculiar situation about in 2020. All the best to Carl Anthony Towns. And I just want to repeat to everybody out there, be safe. You know, this is a prime advantage to show love to the people who care about you, the people who have cared about you, the people who show you love, the people who we tend to overlook in life, and not to take the little things for granted. You know, it's an unusual situation to not have sports, to be watching reruns. You know, thank God, you know, the CBS Sports Network, we're showing you, you know, March Madness games. We should be in the middle of March Madness. And 2 days from now, we should actually be in the start of the Major League Baseball season. Baseball should be underway. We can't even get a Major League Baseball season right now. They're going to have another edition of spring training before we even get there. The NFL, we hope that season starts on time. There's no Olympics. We are in a wild time. Take advantage of all of the extra time that we have. Take advantage of the resources and the time that you have with your family. You know, utilize that cell phone. Make that FaceTime call. Pick up the phone. Dial the people that you care about. This is the time to do it. You know, we sometimes just gotta take advantage of what we have when we have it, regardless of the circumstances that we are in. And that's something that we're committed to right here at CBS and the CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports Radio. We want to make sure that you're entertained and that you have something to divert your mind just a little bit while we're all going through these trying times. That's my job. That's what I'm going to be doing here with you tomorrow night. You can catch me right back here with you, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show every single night right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't miss me too much. If you want to holler at me, it's real simple. I'm getting ready to make way for Amy Lawrence, but you can find me online, on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, at JR Sport Brief. I'm active throughout the day. I want to talk to you. I want to know what's on your mind. And that's what the JR Sport Brief Show is all about. It's not about me. It's about you. It's us communicating and having a great, solid time. My name is JR. Thank you for joining in on the second JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. The next voice that you hear on the airwaves, it's going to be the wonderful Amy Lawrence. For me, I'm gone. I'm out. It was the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.